Everybody get your learn on. Everybody get your learn on. What? All my Essies get your learn on. All my Essies get your learn on. Welcome back to another episode of The Learning Esthetician. I am the hit skintellectual. There we go. I'm your head skintellectual, your knowledge junkie, your self-love, soul care, mental health enthusiasts and advocates. I am the advocate for the whole esthetician, making sure we focus on not just learning ourselves as professionals and knowing skincare ingredients and knowing all those things and thriving in business, but failing in personal, failing in self, and failing in soul. So welcome to the Learning Esthetician. And today's topic is... don't let the six figures fool you, or six figure this or six figure that. Like, I didn't know if I really wanted to talk about this, guys, because let me say this. Number one, I am in no way, shape or form coming for anybody. I'm just talking about six figures. I know a lot of people's handles are like six figures esthetician. We have six figure massage therapist, six figure eyelash, six figure Brazilian waxes, six figure acne, six figure classes, make six figure trainings, download my ebook, let me show you how I made six figures, download this, I'll show you how I use my content to make six figures in my business. But all this talk about six figures, what is six figures? What is it? What is six figures? From the stigma to the hype to the realities of the profitability, what is six figures? And I just want to break it down for you today, because I was sitting here thinking, not today, but when I decided to make this a topic I wanted to explore, because remember, this is me learning with you. I'm not saying that I am ahead of anybody or anything like that. This is what I decided to study this week and share so we can learn together. I like group learning. I feel like we can thrive together. So this week I decided to say, you know, six figures is such a goal that so many people set. And it was a goal that I found myself saying, like, oh, I want to make six figures. I can't wait to make six figures. But I thought to myself, like, girl, do you even know what six figures is? Like, do you know what it is? It's 100 bendos. Like, get you 100 thou. That's what it is. And so I just wanted to address a few things. The stigma and the hype surrounding six figures and aesthetics in this world where success is often equated with financial wealth. So I had to write down my note because I didn't want to miss that. Six figures is normally when we hear somebody six figures, in our mind, we already think like, oh, they made it. They got it together. You know, they're thriving, this, that, and the third. And there's a couple of different things you should ask yourself. Did they make six figures themselves as, you know, their take home? Or did their business make six figures? Both are wins. I'm not saying one or the other, but it's different things we can break down. And so I also had to take away, like, six figures was the sign that you made it as an esthetician. Like, I had to take that away from it as well and just start looking and understanding what exactly is six figures. And if I took off the pressure to achieve it and to have that quote unquote six figure status, because it was overwhelming wanting to get towards that and not even breaking down the steps to get towards that, if that makes sense. Because social media is filled with people with their pictures and all the captions of six figures, like I was saying. They're boasting about their six figure incomes and it's aspiring. I want to be that professional as well. But I have to understand what it is. I have to understand my own financial success. And my own financial success is the ultimate measure of my achievement. And so while six figures is a great goal, that doesn't have to be your first goal, your second goal, or even your 57th goal. So before we dive deep into the nitty-gritty, let's bust it down what six figures actually means. In the financial terms, earning of the six figure refers to an annual income of $100,000 or more. However, it's essential to understand that the gross revenue does not equal profit. Many factors such as expenses, taxes, and overhead costs impact your bottom line. Okay? I wrote my notes down so I didn't miss anything, because y'all know I can go off on tangents. So all that goes into six figures. I remember at one point I was having a conversation saying that, my business is doing okay, but we're not profitable because I still have to take an L on payday sometimes. I have to take a step back and I'm not able to get everything I need all the time. And so that's not a profitable business. That's a business that's blessed by grace, hallelujah. But that's not a profitable business. So let's talk about profitability. True success in the sex industry is not just about hitting a certain income milestone. It's about running a profitable and sustainable business, understanding your financial metrics such as profit margins. Okay, write this down. Your cash flow, your return on investment is crucial for assessing the health of your business financially and making informed decisions. So when you are trying to start setting goals financially, you want to take into account your financial metrics, how much you're bringing in, how much you're putting out, how much does it cost to bring in a client, how much does it cost you to get in front of people and keep people? Sorry, I got a phone call in the middle of me recording. So those are just some of the things you want to think about. Instead of getting lost in the hype of six-figure aspirations, you can be focusing on setting your sights on more meaningful goals, like I shared, that align with your values and your vision and your aesthetics career and that feels authentic to you. You can consider goals like, I don't know, building a loyal clientele base, making you the it girl, it guy, it they, expanding your service offerings, investing in ongoing educational professional development, creating a positive work-life balance for yourself, making sure you can create a plan for yourself to thrive, not only financially, but emotionally, not only thrive educationally, but thrive that you're educating your clients as well. Which ways can you set goals like that? At one point, my goal was to get a certain service, certain amount of people into one service. So like our specific acne facial, my goal was to, okay, before I decide I want to get six figures, let me go ahead and break it down and say I want to get 10 people to sign up for this acne facial. And then maybe another goal that I can have would be to let's go ahead and make a goal that I will sell a product to each client, enhancing their at-home experience. While six figures can be a worthy milestone, it doesn't have to be the primary focus of your plan for your business or yourself professionally. I mean, if reaching that milestone aligns with your long-term goals, which I'm sure it does for all of us, yes, it's essential to create a strategic plan to get there. But you do not have to make that your only focus and then leave yourself feeling disappointed or like you're less than and being hard on yourself because it looks like everybody made this six figures overnight. And six figures does not happen overnight. I don't care what you heard. I don't care what it looks like. Six figures doesn't happen in 2 weeks. Six figures is the outcome of a goal of changed habits. So before you have a goal of making it six figures, create your goal to create habits of a six-figure esthetician to manifest in yourself the habits of a six-figure esthetician. What do they do daily? How do they keep themselves going? What does it look like for a person that has made six figures? What does their daily work look like? And that should be your goal. So if one way to make it to your step of six figures is now I need a post every day, then that should be your first goal before your goal is to make six figures. Because your goal should be to knock down the strategic milestones to the beautiful outcome that you want. Sometimes we make our goals the outcome, and the goal should be the work. And let the outcome be what it is. The goal is what you can control. So, as we wrap up, remember not to get too lost in the hype of six figures, okay? Stay grounded in your values. Prioritize your financial health, your mental health, your relationship with your clients, your education, making your imprint in this aesthetics field over flashy numbers and celebrate the small victories along the way. I mean, true success in aesthetics is more than just numbers. It's about making a meaningful impact in the lives of our clients and our peers and those we work with and come encounter with. finding fulfillment in your work is a goal. It's something more impactful than money will ever be. Don't get me wrong. I like a little chang, but I love when I impact somebody's life because people will forget a lot of things, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. So, chew on that. I didn't know what to say to transition, y'all. But I got some homework for ya. Okay, I got some homework. Because we like to learn around here, right? So, in the download, if you go into my link tree, if you follow the link in the show notes or even go to my Instagram, charm_RadioLexTheSkinChick, in my link tree, I have the homework for each episode for season 4 up. And what I'm doing, y'all, it's like how Disney, you know how Disney puts videos in the vault? Homework is going to go in the vault after every season. Okay? It's going in the Disney vault. And I will release it in a group when it's time for that. But right now, you can only get the Disney movies that are out. AKA the homework downloads for this season only. And then eventually, surprise, surprise, one day I will open the vault and let some old classic homeworks roll on out for the public. So let's go over this homework. I have a few questions. And it's really just talking about what are your thoughts and your feelings about the concept of earning six figures. Because while we want to focus on this financial goal, you also need to kind of take into account your relationship with money. And some of us need to heal our relationship with money. And we already will say, you know, I can't afford, or we do have the money, but we're used to living in such scarcity that we don't know how to strategically or budget or plan our finances correctly. I do believe in getting somebody that knows about financial growth, your accountant, your investing people, your financial advisors, your strategic financial people, financial strategists, I guess they would be. Touch base with them. That is worth the investment. Make that a goal. Before six figures is your goal, make that a goal to touch base with somebody who knows how to set up plans with money and can tell you what you need to do and how you need to do it as far as financial wise. And heal your relationship with money if you have, like, you know, a little bit, you know, depending on how you grew up, you can have a certain thought process with money that's affecting you in your business, that's affecting your professional career. So take time to answer some of these questions and that homework, y'all. We're going to go through different sections of reflecting on six figures. There's defining success. There's creating a six-figure plan in the homework. And then I also have a table that breaks down that I want to go over it. So the number of working days per year. And let's say we're going with the 50 weeks and 5 days. So, like, say if you, there's 50 weeks in the week that we're going to be working. And you're going to work about 2,000 hours. And that's 250 days at 8 hours. Your daily income goal to make your six figures is $400. Your weekly income goal would be $2,000. And your hourly goal would be $50. Excuse me. So I have a table in the homework that breaks all that down. Like I said, just click the link in the show notes or follow my link tree, however you get it. Send a DM to your girl, charm_RadioLexTheSkinChick, and I'm here for you to get it. I have this table. I had to break it down so that I could understand it and understand what I need to look for. So now that I understand what six figures is, how much it is a day, and my next plan for me would be based on the services I offer, what do I need to mix and match in order to make this $400 a day? But that's going to be based on, remember, this is another reason why you can't get caught up in other people's six figures, because your six figure plan is not their six figure plan. Maybe they want to work 8 days a week. Well, there's not 8 days. Maybe they want to work 7 days a week, but you only want to work 4 days a week. Your six-figure plan is going to be looking different than that person's. So don't get caught up in the trend of others. Be inspired by others. Be motivated by others. Engage in friendly competition that is beneficial. But don't be jelly. Don't use it to put you down. Don't get wrapped up in the emotions of it. You'll hit what you're supposed to hit. You know, you'll get your goals. Just focus on you and your journey. So that's all I got for y'all on this six-figure talk. Don't let the 100,000 fool you. Did I say that right? Oh, well. Everybody, get your learn on.